local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Doing it live on a Monday, back to the work week grind here. Thanksgiving weekend is now in the rearview mirror, Cyber Monday today, and now just counting down the days until Christmas. It is Pensacola right now, Joe and Austin with you. Very crispy outside, nice fall afternoon. 56 degrees currently. Overnight, it's going to be around 39 for the overnight low. So we're certainly keeping you up to date on the weather, keeping you safe on the roads. Looks like we do have some activity brewing already out on the road. So Austin will keep us up to date on that. I do apologize ahead of time if I am a little bit edgy today. Austin, I know you are a little on edge as well.
Yes.
Rough weekends for both of us. Especially on Saturday. We'll have time to get into this later on this afternoon, but I genuinely have no idea who is more hurt by what happened on Saturday.
If
it's Ohio State or if it's Auburn fans.
Oh, I thought you were saying you or me.
It's definitely me on that. Yeah. Ohio State and Auburn fans. Who was more heartbroken over the holiday weekend?
I think y'all. And as you said, we'll get into the details of that.
Yeah, we'll get into more of that later. Yeah. But, I just hope today that I don't say anything that will get me suspended or worse. that's the goal, to get through 7 o'clock here without anything that the FCC would fine us for.
I'd recommend that.
412 here at News Radio 92.3. Of course, we do have our traditional format here, getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today, whether that's local headlines, state, national, or all the fun stuff, sports, entertainment, pop culture, and I always love to finish each hour with some wacky stories and good news, because we do need, especially today, some positivity around here. We'll get started right away with our top three stories, and we start with the very latest in Israel, where the temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been extended today.
This humanitarian pause has already brought a halt to the fighting, together with a surge of humanitarian assistance.
That's White House spokesman, National Security, John Kirby. Officials in Qatar say that the agreement was for an additional two-day pause in fighting. The original four-day agreement was set to expire at midnight Eastern. That's about 7 a.m. Tuesday local time. Hamas has released 58 hostages as part of the deal. Israel has freed 117 Palestinian prisoners in exchange. And today, which allowed for the extension, 11 more hostages were released in exchange for 33 Palestinians. So that is good to see. Authorities investigating whether the shooting of three college students of Palestinian descent in Vermont was a hate crime.
They stated that the person had not made any comments to them and had merely approached them while they were walking down the street, essentially minding their own business.
And the victims were shot and injured Saturday night in Burlington. 48-year-old Jason Eaton was arrested yesterday near the scene of the attack. And here locally, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says a federal inmate being housed at the county jail died over the weekend following a use of force incident involving a deputy. Press release from the sheriff's office did not identify the inmate or provide details as to what exactly led to the use of force incident. A sheriff's office spokesperson did say the deputy's use of force was normal and not deadly. The incident happened yesterday morning. The inmate, who was in FBI custody and FDLE, is now leading the investigation into the death and the circumstances around it. Those are our top three stories today. 4:15 right now, our first check of the roads and weather.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. And yeah, Joe, you hinted at this earlier. There's a lot of traffic that's giving us some trouble at the moment, and I'm going to see how much of it I can get through swiftly. So if you're looking at Airport Boulevard and traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, there is some backups there. The same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis. Also, if you go further down Brent Lane towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, you may experience some backups there. Speaking of North Palafox Street, if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road, there are backups at that intersection as well. Also on Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling either north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, expect some hiccups there also. And if you are traveling on a North New Warrington Road near, what's the road it says here? Jackson Street, excuse me. If you are traveling northbound on New Warrington Road near Jackson Street, there's some backups there also. And these are just some of the biggest hitters in Pensacola. We've got a lot of congestion going on. Also with Santa Rosa County towards the Pace and Milton areas, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to get over Blackwater River, there's a lot going on there as well, as there typically is at this hour.
All right, thank you, sir. Taking a look at our weather forecast, here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cold air has moved into the area, and overnight lows for the next couple of nights will be down in the 30s. Cool during the daytime hours as well, with temperature highs in the 50s for the next few days. We'll see mainly sunshine during the days, but we do have a little bit of a chance for cloud cover at times. It's late this week and into the weekend that we've got rain back in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and right now, crisp 56 degrees right now. Overnight low is going to be 39 here tonight with mostly cloudy skies. Taking a look at some more of our local headlines today. Channel 3 reporting did an interview with Sheriff Chip Simmons following a shooting in Cantonment last night. One woman seriously injured in that. Another noteworthy piece of this is that a toddler was in the car that was seemingly attacked at around 8:45 last night on Shepherd Street. Here's Sheriff Chip Simmons.
We believe that the target was the driver of the car, which is the adult male that was also in the car. We do not believe that the victim in this case was the intended target.
Yeah, so Channel 3 also kind of putting some more context on this is that there was a drive-by shooting reported when a victim was shot in the face. This is about 8 months ago. And right now, investigators aren't connecting these two shootings, although that is certainly possible. Looks like that a lot of the circumstances surrounding the shooting last night pretty close and mirroring to what happened 8 months ago. So that is something here to keep our eye on here as this investigation certainly develops over the next few days and weeks. Hopefully resolution soon here as the suspects are still being caught, searched for, and no suspects have been identified at this time. Also, we heard today from State Representative Alex Andrade. He made it known this morning that he was not going to move forward with putting a ballot initiative for 2024 that would let residents vote on whether to incorporate in Perdido. And Andrade said that he let the We Are Perdido group know 4 weeks ago. Here was him talking about that.
I gave him the opportunity to publicly ask that I pull the bill, do more due diligence and public engagement, but I never got a response or confirmation back from them that they would do that. So, faced with about 4 weeks delay and a decision like this, I felt it was important to let folks know that this won't be on the ballot.
So in his statement that he released, he talked specifically about the feasibility study that was done, and he said he reviewed it and realized pretty quickly that there were significant changes that needed to be made to the proposal.
I don't think the feasibility study, the consultants understood that ECOA doesn't collect franchise fees or taxes on trash hauling, and that's just the fee for service. Once I confirmed from the Florida Department of Revenue that wouldn't count, that wouldn't be money the city could count towards taxes collected or revenues or be anything that, the city could use as revenues, their $12.5 million budget and expenditures is reduced by like $3.5 million.
So Andrade says that he's encouraged the We Are Perdido group to continue with their due diligence and public engagement over the next year. And we'll see what comes of that here over the next few months as well. Today, Santa Rosa County School District officials say that they're breaking ground on their new state-of-the-art high school next week. That'll be Wednesday, December 6th. The South End School will be three stories high and hold enough space for 1,800 students, and the construction is expected to cost around $110 million. It'll be the first new high school in the county in 25 years. 420 right now, we'll take a break. Coming back, state national headlines and an update on the roads and weather. Off and running here on a Monday, Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Pete Moore has the VW for you to drive on today. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit gulfbreezenews.com online.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper. Your clear choice for all brand and product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, what fun it is to ride. Jingle bells,
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just now hit 425 here, and there's a lot to cover on the traffic, so we'll get right into that here. There's some serious backups if you're on Burgess Road heading westbound towards North Palafox Street. There's some heavy congestion there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway and a little bit further down Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, expect some hiccups in those areas as well. Also, we've got a lot of traffic building up on where University Parkway merges with North Davis Highway heading southbound towards Olive Road. That's looking pretty rough at the moment also. And the last big hitter in Pensacola right now is Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling between I-10 and Pine Forest, or excuse me, traveling between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, that's looking pretty hectic as well. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, if you're trying to travel westbound over Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River to get into downtown Milton, that's pretty congested at the moment also.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. By the way, if you see anything out there, you can let us know. Traffic line 850-262-6111, and the text line, of course, always open as well, 850-437-1620. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weather.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and lows will be in the 30s overnight, actually for the next couple of nights. Daytime highs next few days will be in the 50s. A little cloud cover at times, but generally it will be on the sunny side until later this week when we've got a good chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 55. Overnight low tonight's going to be around 39. By the way, Santa Rosa County has their cold weather shelter open at the Ferris Hills Baptist Church. If you are needing shelter there, you should arrive between 6:30 and 8:30. It'll be open tonight, tomorrow night as well. So 426 now. Taking a look at some of our state headlines today. Florida among the deadliest states for cyclists. That's according to data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Florida saw 805 cyclist deaths between 2017 and 2021. California was second with 712. When calculating the percentage of cyclist deaths to total road deaths, the top five deadliest states are Florida, New York, Hawaii, California, and Delaware.
A former WWE superstar will serve 17 years in prison after she admitted that she was drunk when she caused a deadly chain reaction crash in Florida just last year. Tamra Stitch, who went by the wrestling name Sunny, pleaded no contest to DUI manslaughter. She was accused of being three times over the legal limit when she crashed her car, which killed a 75-year-old man.
Florida House and Senate members combined plan to request nearly $3.8 billion in state funding on behalf of their constituents. As of today, there were just under 1,500 House proposals asking for $3.1 billion. Meanwhile, in the Senate, there are 332 proposals asking for about $675 million. And one of the bigger ones on the Senate side is $26 million being asked by Senator Doug Broxson to construct a research wing for the UWF Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering.
And the state of Florida is asking a federal appeals court to allow a law targeting drag shows to take effect. Lawyers for Governor Ron DeSantis filed a request late last week, asking the court to overturn its ruling this summer that blocked the legislation statewide. The measure prevents children from attending what the state calls adult live performances and would prevent drag shows from taking place in public spaces.
A nursing shortage across the Sunshine State is showing signs of improvement. The Florida Hospital Association says there has been a 38% decrease in job vacancies over the last year. The shortage was especially impacting hospitals during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers demanding for higher pay and enhanced work conditions.
Lastly, Florida gas prices are on the verge of falling below $3 a gallon for the first time in nearly a year. AAA reports that the state average is $3.01. That's 3 cents lower than a week ago, 30 cents less than last month, and 38 cents cheaper than this time last year.
4:29 right now, quick recap here of our top three stories before the Fox News update. Today, the temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has been extended, with 11 more hostages released in exchange for 33 Palestinians. Also, a deadly shooting in Vermont is being investigated as a possible hate crime after three college students, Palestinian origin, were shot and injured in Burlington, Vermont. A 48-year-old suspect was arrested yesterday. And here locally, a federal inmate dead following a, quote, use of force incident involving a sheriff's deputy. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says that the use of force was normal and not deadly. FDLE is now looking into the circumstances surrounding this inmate death that happened yesterday. 4:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up, back with national headlines and what's happening in the world of sports today. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. The Israeli military says 11 hostages have been released from Hamas captivity. The move is helping extend an ongoing ceasefire in Gaza. Fox's Jeff Paul.
Two more days of a temporary ceasefire as Israel and Hamas seemingly agree to continue exchanging and swapping Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners.
Israel releasing 33 prisoners as part of that latest exchange. President Biden offering federal resources to assist police in Vermont following a weekend shooting. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The president says he and the first lady were horrified to learn three students of Palestinian descent, two of them American citizens, were shot Saturday in Burlington, Vermont. In a statement, President Biden says he's offered support to the city's mayor.
The suspected shooter pleaded not guilty. Jason Eaton is being held without bail. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Wall Street's November rally paused today, but the major indexes remain on track for their best monthly performance this year. The Dow Jones Industrials today eased 56 points, while both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite slipped a little less than 10 points. Analysts at Melius Research have turned bullish on stock of Carnival. In raising its rating from hold to buy, the firm noted that it likes the cruise operator's transformation since CEO Josh Weinstein took over last year, adding that the cruise industry is very compelling heading into 2024. Carnival shares rose 1.4% today. Royal Caribbean gained 1.9%. Disney's animated movie slump seems to be continuing. Amid lukewarm reviews, the entertainment giant's new film Wish brought in a disappointing $19.5 million over the weekend and $31.7 million since its Wednesday release, a third-place finish behind a Hunger Games prequel that was in its second weekend, and the new flick Napoleon. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. One of the big news stories over the last week was this Trump Univision interview. Jorge Ramos of Univision has criticized it. John Leguizamo has criticized it heavily on The Daily Show. Lots of other people have raised objections to it. So I thought, well, let's listen to it. Well, I talked about it pretty extensively this morning, the beginning of the 5, 6, and 7 o'clock hours. We also talked quite a bit with Sheriff Bob Johnson about holiday shopping safety and gun safety in your cars. You can listen to any portion of the show at the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Frank Reich has been fired, and that's now back-to-back seasons. David Tepper has fired his head coach. Tepper can blame his coaches all he wants, but he has to start looking himself in the mirror. Because he's the dude that owns the restaurant, but has never cooked a meal in his life, and then tells the chef how to make the perfect chicken parm. Until Tepper stops trying to dictate the decisions his football people are supposed to make, the Carolina Panthers will continue to be one giant clown show. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. Tonight, I love this matchup. Chicago-Minnesota's monster. Side and total, Chicago-Minnesota critical information confirmed, plus hoops action. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0 free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. If you want information, I've got it. Chicago, Minnesota, plus hoops action. John Anthony has you covered. That's five big plays. I love to go 5-0 on the season. It's free. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 4:35 here, so we'll get started with another traffic and weather update. Looking at the traffic, there's been a lot to report on so far this evening. At the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, that is getting increasingly backed up. The same can be said about Airport Boulevard if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. And just a little bit south of that, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis, expect some backups there as well. Pine Forest Road also, while it's still giving us some trouble, it has lessened a bit. If you're traveling either to or from West 9 Mile Road towards I-10, that can give you some trouble. And if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, about where it merges with North Palafox Street, that is a bit bothersome also. And lastly, the last big one right now is if you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road, and southbound on North Davis, around where University Parkway merges towards Olive Road, those are giving us issues too.
Right. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626111. If you see anything out there, you can let us know either way. National headlines today. The man accused of killing a professor at University of North Carolina being found unfit to stand trial. A judge today said that Tai Lei Chi has demonstrated delusional thinking, hallucinations, and paranoia. The 34-year-old doctoral student is accused of shooting his academic advisor on campus back in August. He was previously found incompetent to stand trial, but was ordered to undergo a second exam.
And New York Congressman George Santos expects to be expelled from office as soon as this week. This comes after a House Ethics Committee said it found evidence that Santos used his campaign funds for personal use, violated other laws, and lied about his education. The Republican went on a rant on X over the holiday weekend, saying his colleagues are hypocrites and Congress is full of felons.
Yeah, sounds, last week he said it would be a badge of honor, and then he followed that up with the X rant there where he's saying, well, yeah, if you think that's something, wait till you hear what I got on all of these different colleagues of mine.
He knows he's in hot water. He's grabbing for whatever he
absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. Yeah. The former Minnesota police officer who was convicted of killing George Floyd is expected to survive after he was stabbed in prison. Derek Chauvin is serving over 20 years in a federal prison for Floyd's murder in Minneapolis in 2020. He was seriously injured Friday after being stabbed by another inmate.
And U.S. military officials say that missiles were fired at a Navy warship from a rebel-controlled area of Yemen yesterday. The U.S. Central Command said that the USS Mason was responding to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden when it happened.
President Biden today rolling out new actions to strengthen U.S. supply chains.
We're doubling down on our work at home, starting right here, right now, with the launch of a new Council on Supply Chain Resilience.
That new council, according to the president, will focus on ensuring supply chains remain secure and diversified. Other actions include the creation of an early warning system to spot supply chain risks and invoking the Defense Production Act to make more essential medicines in America and mitigate drug shortages.
And a three-week-long teacher strike in Portland is now over, and over 40,000 kids are back in classrooms today.
Yes, that's me.
I think that if our kids get a better education and if our teachers are able to better provide what is needed in the classroom, then of course it's worth it. Was the impact of 3 weeks off of school easy on our children? No.
The missed school days will be made up by reducing winter break, adding days in January, February, and April, and extending the school year by three more days.
4:41 now, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports. College football season is over.
As far as you're concerned.
Don't care.
Come on.
I had one texter say that they think Auburn fans were more disappointed as they were not expected to do that well against Alabama. On the other side of the coin, Ohio State and Michigan were much closer in skill level. Yeah. I mean, that's one thing. Andrew and I were talking this afternoon because he's an Auburn fan, and I asked him about it. And he said, honestly, I was thrilled that it was even that close. And that because nobody, you know, like Texter said, nobody thought that Auburn was going to be close. And the fact that they were in the lead with 33 seconds to go and they have a fourth and goal at the 31 was a victory of itself. I don't know that I agree with that, but, you know, I see the point.
Well, and you and I talked before we went on air talking about I was upset at how Wake Forest lost because they blew their last game. And the thing is, it's like, I think you have more of a right to be upset because your team is not only closer in competition, but they have more to fight for. So it's like Auburn, they had already made a bowl, and it was already going to be a forgettable bowl, regardless of whether or not they beat Bama. It's like Ohio State, winner of that game, wins the Big Ten and makes the playoff.
Right.
So, yeah, it's like that's that. I mean, that one hurts,
yeah,
especially with it being such a big rivalry.
It did. And you and I were talking before the show, man, Saturday afternoon was rough for me because I being born and raised in Columbus, I have had the opportunity, you know, when I started off in my broadcasting career to cover Ohio State teams for a couple of seasons. And, you know, that kind of took away a lot of the fanboy in me.
Yeah.
Where I don't really get emotional games. And I've never been a person that, you know, is throwing stuff at the TV and breaking things and all that. But, you know, I've covered the team. I've been around the program. So that you know, kind of like the media no cheering in the press box thing. So 99% of the time I can watch an Ohio State football game and be just totally balanced and just whatever. That's not true necessarily for the Michigan games. And when I'm mad and when I'm upset, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to be around anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, we were on our way to my parents' house to watch the game. And my wife gets a text from her brother, says, hey, you know, cause her side of the family is Auburn fans and he is Florida State. And he's like, hey, so, you know, this afternoon, you guys want to come over, hang out, watch the Auburn-Alabama game, and then Florida State. And I'm like, you know, I guess we could go over there after, you know, just hang out. And then, obviously, what happens in the Ohio State-Michigan game happened. And I've also gotten very little sleep Thursday and Friday. So not only am I in a very pissy mood, I am also very tired.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I walk in and it was like, oh, you know, everyone's like, oh, Joe, sorry about the game. I'm like, don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. So I sit there for about 10 minutes and I'm just completely silent. I'm not talking to anybody. I have no desire to be anywhere around any human being, whether it's family or not. And I'm like, look, I just need to go lay down
yep.
and just sleep. 3 hours later, I wake up I have apparently missed the greatest non-kick six ending in Iron Bowl history. Yeah. I know nothing about the game, but my phone's going off. They're all Auburn fans, so they're upset. And so I come out and I'm like, wow, you know, I feel a lot better now. And then they weren't. So that's how our
Misery
Saturday
loves
went.
Company, Joe.
That's how our Saturday went. And then, of course, the Florida State game starts, and then my brother-in-law is now not happy because
12-0
for three quarters, you know, it's like Florida State, you know, is just tripping over themselves.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a very rough Saturday for the combined Ford Jordan household that I am a part of.
Well, and while you were saying all that, you know, about the Alabama Auburn thing, it's like, obviously, you know, they're all big rivalries, so they're all going to sting.
Sure.
But the thing is, it's like something that could maybe fuel the argument of Auburn fans hurting more is because that was literally, if they stopped them on that one long touchdown pass, the game was over.
Yeah.
Ohio State was losing. They were having to try to claw back. Auburn was leading. They were literally one snap away from winning the game. So,
yeah.
Man, that is a tough call. Anyways, yeah. Whatever. I was listening, I promise.
Yeah, NFL tonight, Monday Night Football, my Chicago Bears taking on the Vikings, 7:15 on ESPN. You have NBA doubleheader, Lakers Sixers at 6, and Nuggets Clippers at 9:30. Again, those both on NBA TV. Carolina Panthers owner has had enough, apparently.
Yep.
The head coach, Frank Reich, didn't even make it a year. Neither did the assistant head coach, Deuce Staley, very good running back for the Phillies, the Eagles back in the day, by the way, and quarterback coach Josh McCown, all fired today.
After a 1-10 start.
But, I mean, you know, there's nothing on that team. There's nothing.
No.
Bryce Young, he's doing everything he can.
And he's a rookie.
But I'll tell you what, the owner is looking at C.J. Stroud and DeMeco Ryans over in Houston.
Yeah.
And they're like, that should be us.
Yeah.
And
especially
not.
When you play in a sucky division.
And like, yeah, and we don't have a first round pick next year because we traded it to the Bears to get Bryce Young. So the owner is definitely got a short fuse and cleaned house today. So that's pretty interesting. All right, late to traffic 447. We'll get the latest there.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. It's a bit more of the same that we've been touching on so far. If you are on Burgess Road heading westbound towards North Palafox Street, that intersection is kind of backed up at the moment. Also, especially if you are heading northbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10, you're heading towards 9 Mile Road. If you're in that area, as always, that is giving us some serious trouble. If you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, where University Parkway merges onto North Davis, that has been backed up for a while, and it is continuing to do so. Also on Brent Lane, if you are traveling westbound towards North Davis, or if you are on Airport Boulevard traveling westbound towards North Davis, those are backed up also. Lastly, you guessed it, North Davis Highway. If you are traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, that is giving us trouble also. So North Davis Highway, a big hitter tonight.
Yeah, I feel like he could have just gone with North Davis Highway and any road that is connected to
it. Yeah, any road touching it.
There you go. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626-111. Health, business, and science notes today. Of course, today, Cyber Monday. Beware of scams. Do your research online. All that good stuff there. I wonder if the quote Cyber Monday mantra is one that we can kind of retire, because, you know, we're kind of in an age now where you have Black Friday, you've got the whole weekend, and you know, for a lot of the customer, man, let me tell you this: if you ever think that nobody cares about you, just check your email on Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Target
had
cares.
Like 60,
Walmart cares.
65 emails today, all from retailers.
Yep.
But yeah, so $9.8 billion is what Americans spent on Black Friday, and about half is made on their phones. The $9.8 billion is up about 7.5% from a year ago. In-person sales, according to Adobe Analytics, they don't track those, but MasterCard said they only had a 1% bump at physical stores for Black Friday. So, you know, it's really kind of just like a, I don't know what the new label would be, but you got Black Friday, you got Cyber Monday. I feel like we can just combine this somehow and just go with the Thanksgiving weekend holiday shopping extravaganza. We were driving over to my brother-in-law's after the game. I told my wife, I said, honey, I need to buy something. I need to I need to buy something. And she, you know, to her credit, she kind of understood where I was coming from. She said, okay, just don't go too crazy. So I have on my way now a new Chicago Bears long sleeve T-shirt coming in. So
I love sports
dry fit
merch,
T-shirt. Yeah. So yeah, that's coming. But yeah, I was just like, honey, I just need to buy something because I don't feel good, and I just need something to pick me up. So that's what I did.
I need to cheer up because my college football team lost. So let me buy something that represents my 3-8 NFL team.
My sucky NFL team. Yes. 4:50, we'll take a break. Pop culture notes and wacky and weird stories. Good news when we return. Pensacola right now.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding, ding-a-ling, too. Sleigh ride, sleigh ride. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, so we'll get our last traffic and weather update of this hour. Right now, it's more of the usual ones. North Davis Highway has been the talk of the town. If you are traveling westbound on both Brent Lane and Airport Boulevard towards North Davis Highway. Expect to be backed up there. We're dealing with a lot of congestion there at the moment. Also, if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway itself, just past Creighton Road, it's looking pretty rough there as well. Lastly, for North Davis, if you're traveling southbound towards Olive Road, about where a University Parkway merges on, there's a lot of traffic in that area also. Lastly, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps you just got off I-10 heading towards 9 Mile, expect some congestion in that area also.
Cold air has moved into the area, and overnight lows for the next couple of nights will be down in the 30s. Cool during the daytime hours as well, with temperature highs in the 50s for the next few days. We'll see mainly sunshine during the days, but we do have a little bit of a chance for cloud cover at times. It's late this week and into the weekend that we've got rain back in the forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. It's 55 degrees currently, down to around 40, 39 degrees overnight tonight. And cooler temps are going to be hanging around here for the next couple of days here. Pretty interesting Thursday. Looks like a bit of a warm-up coming with a cloudy 65 for the high. Thursday night showers with a warm front, 61 for the low Thursday and 74 on Friday. So that's a look ahead. Final 5 minutes here, the first hour, taking a quick look at some pop culture notes today. R&B singer Gene Knight died at the age of 80 degrees. If you're like, well, who's Gene Knight?
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
Yeah, that's Gene Knight. New Orleans singer, best known for the 1971 hit single Mr. Big Stuff, which remained on the Billboard's R&B charts for 16 weeks. The hit sold over a million copies, earned Knight the only Grammy Award nomination of her career the following year.
Now, I know that we're on a time limit here, so I'll keep this brief. You do realize that you said she died at the age of 80 degrees, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was about to say, did you mean to say that? Or
I think I was just coming off the weather and okay. Just saw a number there and just threw degrees on the back end of it.
Alrighty. Actor Macaulay Culkin will get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. The 43-year-old will be honored with a ceremony on Friday. Catherine O'Hara, who played Culkin's mother in the Home Alone movies in the 90s, is expected to take part.
The Merriam-Webster 2023 Word of the Year is out, and it is authentic. That's right. The online dictionary said this year saw a substantial increase in searches for the word. It attributes that to more stories and conversations about AI, celebrity culture, identity, and social media. Wacky stories today. Police in California say a man caused about $100,000 worth of damage in a Target store with a baseball bat. And it happened on the same day that he had been fired from the store. Maceo Bonilla was arrested on burglary and vandalism charges. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, as police told the store to evacuate the building until they arrived.
And a guest at Disneyland is facing charges after stripping naked on the It's a Small World attraction. Resort officials say that the individual got off the ride while it was in motion. Videos and photos on social media show him without clothes walking through the sets. He's now charged with indecent exposure and being under the influence of a controlled substance. I believe it.
I would believe that as well.
That would be my assumption.
Looking at some good news today, a restaurant in Oakland, California called Horn Barbecue got destroyed by a fire last week. The owners, though, still held their annual giveaway, handed out over 150 Thanksgiving turkeys, and people online responded in kind, donating over $100,000 to help the restaurant rebuild.
And a news station in Cincinnati did a big story on a girl named Raven Whitaker Smith, who got sent to the principal's office in sixth grade, and it changed her life. She threw a cup of yogurt at lunch, so her principal asked if that's how she'd behave at a restaurant. Her answer was she didn't know because she'd never been to one. Up to that point, she'd spent most of her childhood in foster care, but everything changed after that because her principal decided to adopt her. His name is Jason Smith. He and his wife tried fertility treatments but couldn't have kids of their own. So they took Raven in and turned her life around. They adopted her in 2017, and she's now studying social work at the University of Kentucky.
Very cool story there. Also, a cashier in Michigan accidentally sold a guy 10 sets of lottery numbers instead of one. But the guy, he was a good sport, said, "Hey, no problem. I'll pay for them anyway." The ninth set of numbers won him $25,000 a year for life, opted for a lump sum of $390,000.
Wow.
So that's a very good mistake, and I hope that the cashier was tipped handsomely on that
one. Hopefully, yes.
4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Good first hour here. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up, and then we're back in about 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world. November 27th. Yep, December right around the corner. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.